If you haven't opened your Neds app lately, then you've been missing out on plenty of 200-plus action. Neds is a one-stop shop for everything social betting and banter. So head to the 200-plus open group and see what I've been backing every round of the footy. And there's lots more, a bit of shut-in special work on a Wednesday and a Sunday. Love my Angle Park Dogs in SA. And look out for me down in Tassie. I love my Lonnie Knights. There's specials galore, and it's great fun. So make sure you take it to the Neds level, download the Neds app today, and stay up to date with all the 200-plus action. T's and C's apply and are available on the Neds website. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Well, how good's this? A pod by the big men of the competition and women. For too long, ruckmen have been seen and not heard, told to get knees in the back, sit in the hole, shut up in meetings, no opinions. Well, it's bullshit and it's got to stop. This is 200 plus. Get your knees up, boys. Yes, it is 200 plus footy from a higher place. Goz, Drapes, Nick Butler. How are we, boys? How was your week in big man life?
Great. Mine was great. I was, being this tall feels like I'm on top of the world. Saw a lovely part of the world in Warragul and listened to this big man's game on the radio, which wasn't he just doing some things? Weren't you, mate?
Yeah, I was trying my best, yeah.
You were out there, which is positive.
Yeah, that's good, yeah. Mm. I got struck down with a bit of the flu, so we can get into that after. But, yeah, haven't been up to much.
We will, mate. There'll be a full deep dive into your flu game. You were our Michael Jordan.
Oh, yeah.
We all watched the, what was it called? The Last Dance.
And
Jordan sweating bullets and still getting it done. You're our Jordan.
Yeah.
Can't wait to get to the bottom of that because I've heard it's a pretty good story. Mm. We're number one, boys. Shania Twain's still the one.
Amazing.
For the 200 pluses.
What's that, 2 weeks in a row now?
Wow, number one again.
And number two's our boy Peter Crouch, he'd be 200 plus as well.
Close to it, yeah. Big Pete, my mate Pete. I've been listening to that as well, I've got to admit. He's a big unit, which we love, but he's always been known as being a bit weird, and he looks weird, he's a bit gangly, but
okay.
He's retired now, so he can say a bit more stuff that he wants to say.
True, you're giving the enemy listens though, you know that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's okay.
We'll get him on the pod.
We will.
Feedback, Goss?
Oh, lots of feedback coming through. And I've quickly realised going through the feedback that you and I probably think that, you know, maybe we've steered this number one.
Yes.
Not the case, mate.
Oh, no.
Drapes has. Everyone's loving you, Drapes, mate.
Wow.
Role players.
We are role players. But the feedback we had, just some here, Luke said that just had an idea for you boys. Yourself and Nick Butler should commentate one of Drapes' games. Just full-blown commentary. It would be amazing, and I would tune in with bells on if that happened.
Wow.
I don't think I'd be able to control myself.
No. Oh, no, I wouldn't be able to.
Need like a camera on me.
But I don't mind it. Press red for Drapes.
Oh, like it.
And just one camera.
This is how I kept going and going, and like I said, I realised there's only one man carrying this. Again, Dylan Collins goes, hey, lads, I want to let you know that I'm super inspired by Drapes. I even ran through the middle of the wall last night. Really makes me feel like I can do anything. And then sent a vision of you in the middle during the game because you started going punch crazy.
Yeah.
Just sent himself running through his lounge room, just doing big punches and stuff.
Wow.
Which is great.
That's good.
So well done to you. Drapes again. Another one about Drapes. Okay.
That's enough now.
No, Drapes. It's all you, mate.
Anything negative. I can cop it. I can cop one.
Nothing. We've
positive
got nothing
sandwich.
About negative,
put one negative in the middle.
He's saying you can't rove Drapes. He's just going to pluck it and clear everything himself.
Yes.
There you go.
So well done, Drapes. You really carried this.
The only negative is probably our mate Dill over there. A little pissant, but
look at him.
It's all right.
I know. He's back in. Mini Hutch, is what we call him.
Go and have a golf lesson, mate. He brings down my energy.
He's over there smirking. So
he can bugger off.
I'm seeing here, do we have a shin guard sponsorship that's
we
coming?
We do.
Oh, wow.
Mate, so this has been my week, really.
You've been good this week?
No, just this has topped my week. That apparently the suits of the company, and I occasionally get looped into these conversations, have met with a shin guard company about sponsoring our pod.
That's huge.
A bit of watch this space kind of area.
Exactly.
Wow. That's huge. We don't play, so we can't wear them on the field, but more than happy to wear it out at the bar, at pubs.
Yep. Street.
If they want to take videos, you and me just kicking each other in the shins, saying how good
are
these.
Leave in the car.
Yeah. In the car, yes. That's
on
essential.
That, right? And I know I talked about it last week, how I was fanboying, not really fanboying, kind of freaking out the young kid that was rucking without a shin, and I was going to say shin guard and say, mate, do you want one? I've got one in the car. It's got a bit of blood on it, but who cares?
Yeah.
I got some mail, and I've got to be careful here because it wasn't Essendon, so I wasn't leaked this from you.
Okay.
But there was a VFL team that had
a couple of ruckmen went down with COVID or something. They were short of a ruckman. They got a few makeshifters in and didn't have a shin guard. No one had a shin guard. A VFL team had to get the physio to go and make one in the back room.
Oh, my God.
That's make appalling. One. This is the second best level of footy in the country and we don't have shin guards.
That's great.
Wow. Yeah. I remember...
VFL.
Yeah. I used to have to make one sometimes in VFL away trips. Like, I'd forget my... it sounds bad. I'd forget my shin guard and then I'd be like, oh, no, what am I going to do? And then you get like... I don't know what it is. It's like... it's like a little foam.
Yeah, I know
foam.
The one.
You get the foam it's and you put like three pads together and still you're feeling every yeah, like
does
knee
absolutely
contact.
Nothing.
Nothing. Does nothing, but like you're just trying to, in your head, it's like a placebo. Like, okay, I've got
you
this shitty shin guard on.
It's like that movie with the pizza boxes and putting them down the leg. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
May as well be using that.
But there is some big ones out there that I saw over the week, and I saw some guy in the VFL for Southport. Don't know who his name is, but he's literally just carrying like a massive shoebox on his front leg. It is huge. I'll get a photo. It's a third leg next to his leg.
We got a DM about that young Hayes from Port Adelaide. So he goes, a little guy, I'm not a big shin guard watcher. This guy's walking around with a cricket pad on.
Yeah, shin guard watch.
Yeah,
it's a real thing.
That's good. It's growing. Good. And he has got a big guard.
Wow. I love that.
That's good.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
You've got to protect the shins.
They
are the money makers in
this
industry.
Well, they will be for us too. Yeah. So once that's done, we'll all know about it.
Yeah. They will. You know what we should have done, or I should have done? You can still do this. You can still do it if you want as well. Just, you know, privilege is open to anyone. Is in UFC, when they're training for fights, don't they like smack their shins real hard with something to like...
No, broom. I went to school with a kickboxer.
Yeah.
And I had to go up brooming my shin.
Oh.
Mate. Pooed my pants.
That would hurt a
lot. Mate, like you kill the nerve. They kill the nerve, UFC.
Imagine that.
Right.
So
there's going to be a new technology where Ruckman, instead of just having shin guards around. Well, it's like breast implants, shin guard implants.
That's great.
If you're a ruckman, have a shin guard implant.
Yeah, I did have someone messaged my brother concerned saying, oh, we should maybe get him into this, see if he can like get the nerve out of his shin. And I was like, I'll probably leave this one, but I like the idea.
Van Damme did it.
Get the nerve out of your shin.
Yeah.
It's genius and also so stupid.
There's probably some like crazy ruck coming up that's going to be doing this now. But
literally,
we like that.
Some 16-year-old is just getting a broom and just going to town his shin with the picture of Draves out in front, going, "I'm coming for you."
Good, bring it on.
Hachi's a bit got the stopwatch on our ruck talk. Hey, TikTok, we're on as well.
Yes.
Which is
welcome.
I'm a bit blown away by the talk. Like, I know you're huge and you just make funny faces.
Yeah.
Mainly.
Yeah.
Talk to me about this because it's a big development for our show.
It's huge. Yeah. Well, I'm seeing this. This is your Drapes. You're on TikTok.
I am on TikTok.
Yeah, my friend on TikTok.
Yep.
TikTok's where you got to be.
It is.
You got to place yourself on TikTok. And now we're there. I'm so excited. So, need more tall people on TikTok. It's working with me, Drapes. You're great on there as well. So now we're going to be great on TikTok. So follow us.
And what sort of stuff are we going to bring to TikTok? Like highlights?
We're going to bring a lot of stuff.
Creativity?
I'm getting a lot of thumbs up behind the camera saying all the above. So
some fashion stuff. Maybe you can do some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just big men doing big things, really.
Maybe just us, you know, measuring each other, like compliments saying you're really tall, that's sick.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Tall
just
jokes.
Cool, fun stuff. Yeah. Tall jokes, yeah. Mm. That'd be good.
Love tall jokes.
Yeah.
I tried on some new Dacks, some baggies. Oh. I tried on some baggies.
Really?
Cotton on.
Okay.
Jesus, felt weird, mate. I think I'm going to have to slowly work up to it.
Yeah, you can. You could loosen
the cuff. I just felt so foolish.
Yeah.
I couldn't open the curtain.
Yeah.
Because
you want to see
myself. I started sweating.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because they just felt so funny.
It's a slow transition. You don't need to go like straight to baggy.
Yeah.
You can. Thing that I figured out, see mine today, they're a bit tighter.
Yeah.
But that's because there's different occasions.
Put them up.
Today was more of like a...
Oh, yeah, that's
today was more,
a bit of an ankle freeze.
Yeah, but it was. Today is more of like a business day, meeting important people, so you bring the bagginess in.
Yeah, right. Yep.
When it's a bit more casual Fridays, going to the pub after work, you take the pants out.
Am I at, where are we there?
That's super businessy. That is board meeting
from
level.
Springsteen.
Yeah, you're investing in some kind of company and having a board meeting.
Yep, I like it.
Yeah.
Where are you, Drapes? Where are you, mate?
I'm loose today.
Loose
jeans.
Love that.
We'll get you there to this level one stage, but it's a slow process.
So that was development for me, but I just wasn't ready.
They're
only like $40. I mean, I could have bought them, but it just felt so wrong.
Yourself,
I was like, maybe the boys are winding me up.
No. Yeah.
Might all go together.
Yeah, we'll go shopping together. We can get a little thing going.
You dragged him.
Yeah.
One of the episodes.
We'll come in, one episode, and you'll be styled by me. That'd be nice.
That's good. Here we go. I like this.
Getting me warm. Let's roll into it, mate. The flu game. Okay.
This is great.
Can I just we got mail that you might have been a bit crook. All of us, like on our WhatsApp, going, Joe's a bit crook. Mm. Oh God. Okay. How are we going to go? We hoped you'd play when everyone was scurrying around reporting, like Essendon got five out. We didn't hear Drake. So I was like, because I now put you in my Google calendar just to watch you.
Yeah.
Mm. Right. Like it's fanboy central Saturday night, and I look at you in the warm up. I'm like, he is grey. Like you looked like a grey nurse shark in an Essendon jumper. And I'm like, how's this going to go down? Talk to us about the day.
Well, it was a couple of days. Hit with the flu, missed main training, got up for captain's run, did a bit of run around with the boys, and I was, could be all right. And then, go home that night and still not get any better. And then game day was a roller coaster. I was up feeling horrible in the morning, and then doing all types of tricks, doing the Vicks and the steam bowl,
trying
all that stuff. Went down for a walk down to St Kilda for a few run-throughs. I was like in a full tracksuit, like doing like 1 minute.
Rocky.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. Hood tight in the tracksuit, doing run-throughs, like seeing what my heart rate's at. I'm like, not too bad. I'll see how we go. And then, got to the game. The doc's like, we'll just pump me with some caffeine and get you going. And then, I was pretty ratchet for the first, like, I looked pretty white. The boys were saying I was pretty quiet for my usual standards.
Like death.
But, got going late, which was good, and then we got the win. So I was very happy that we got the win. It was probably my favourite game I played in, I reckon.
Amazing.
Just for that.
Amazing. But, said to you before we started recording that, Nick Martin got on to Triple M after and was like, Drapes wasn't in a good way. Like, he was real quiet. He wasn't up and about. We knew something was really wrong with him because normally he's up and about.
I was trying so hard to get – I just couldn't speak, really. But tell you one thing that was considered –
the
rapid gel.
I was considering if I do I need to rub this all over my chest?
Mate,
do I need to just get going?
Just done the trick. Menthol. Yeah.
Just a teaspoon of it.
Next time, I reckon.
Have a go now.
It clears the nostrils, all right, that's for sure.
That is what you needed.
Was there a cutoff with the truck? Like, was it like go to bed, truck, call me at 5 and I'll yay or nay? Or did
pretty
how
much,
did it
yeah.
roll out?
He was like, well, we'll count you as in until the last minute. We got the emergencies ready, so we'll back you in. So the other boys, the other six, didn't quite get up for the game, but I did.
And your day, it was just an amazingly weird day again. Like you started, I'm like, he might drop dead on the field. That's how pale you look. But then you worked into it and you did some weird stuff again.
Yeah.
Like, I'll get to the spike in a minute because that is the closest thing to porn I've seen. For a while. You know what I mean? Like, that's footy porn. The 40-metre spike. I was listening to it on radio.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I watched it and just, my goodness gracious me. But your other one, like, where you kind of dropped a ball, picked it up, ran 60, balked six blokes, tried to kill someone, and then had a fresh airy.
Yeah.
Was the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's a very me thing to do. But, I think it was late in the game, so the game was pretty much done. But the boys were laughing. I was laughing even when I got tackled. But, no, I love taking it on, so hopefully you can get hand to foot next time. That'd be nice.
I heard that in the radio. They said you were ready to take on the whole field.
Yeah.
Ball on the arm, just taking everyone on.
Yeah,
and then just mowed down. I love that.
But the spike, that was I was getting sick of the mids. We weren't getting a clearance. So I was trying to tap it to him. So I was like, oh, fuck it. I'll just spike it forward. I'll let them know. So I'm going to hit this one forward as hard as I can. And it almost worked out. Darcy, he just fucked the kick up. But it was almost the perfect play.
Were they all right with it? Because sometimes they get a bit sooky, the mids. Go, I want a bit of action. Number four.
Nah.
You just went.
I told Darcy.
Four.
It's going, so get there.
Get out of here.
He got there, so.
Mate. And our namesake, 2 metre Peter. Wasn't he great as well? Just holding up his end of the bargain.
Yeah.
Kicking. He doesn't miss. I know everyone's saying he doesn't miss, but he actually just doesn't.
Yeah, it's really, really nice. I'd be very envious of him.
Yeah, I know.
We might have to get him on, actually.
Yeah.
Quick one on guests. I know it's a bit further down the rundown, but we'll go with it now. So there's been a lot of guest requesting going on.
Yes.
And we are – well, here's the honest story. It's a bit of fish John West reject kind of situation. We've got about 30 wanting to come on.
Wow.
And we've now got the suits RSVP and going, can you sort of wait in line, come on episode six,
yep.
stuff like that. So I think next week we roll the guest.
Yep.
Are we happy with that?
Happy.
Because yeah, we had about four clashing in. Gorney's keen, Pitanet's keen, Ivan Soldo, the bouncer's keen, Two Meter Peter keen.
Getting a lot of requests for, and this is not going to happen, so I'll give you the heads up, Yao Ming's not going to come on the podcast.
No.
So stop sliding in my DM saying, get Yao Ming on. Uh-huh. That's just a lot to do. That's not going to happen.
I do like
that's a shame. I was hoping we'd get him on.
Yeah, Trace wants Yao Ming.
Or Minute Bowl.
I'll try, yeah.
No, Minute Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. Massive.
Oh, big boy.
I know. I'll try my best. I might slide in Yao's DMs and say, you've heard about us. Come on, come on.
We will go an international guest. So that's where it is. We'll have one. We're going to let it rip next week. I've got a bit of beef with you. It's only minor beef.
Yeah.
So do I, actually, as well.
Just, it's minor beef. Your game was amazing. Your bravery was amazing. Your media work post-game was smooth.
Okay.
Right? I heard two interviews, one big, long one on Seven.
Yep.
No shout-out. Like, and you were talking ruck. And Darcy's talking to you about spiking and shins and all this creativity. And I'm going, I got DMs about that.
Yeah.
Explain.
Opportunity missed.
Branding gone.
Yeah. Look, my head probably wasn't right fair after the game. I was a bit all over the place on caffeine, all sorts. But, next time I'll do real
just a bit
dirty
of branding,
plug.
Slip it in somewhere.
I think it's fair. A bloke did DM me and say, well, I think Drapes owes you boys, not that you owe us much, but maybe a celebration, right? Because you're a goal kicker.
Yeah.
So next time you kick a goal, I think we need a little celebration that only
we know the community.
We're workshopping. Right?
Yeah.
Tell me what you think. This is a bit early workshop, right? So you kick a big snag, push Max Gorn out of the way. He snaps one from 30. Yes, Draper, look at him. 2+.
Wow. A little dance move.
2+. A bit Travolta.
I like that, yeah.
Truck.
You know, I'll practice in the mirror and I'll let you know how
did
I go.
Did you practice it? Nah. But Hutch doesn't like it.
Yeah. Maybe we'll take it to Instagram, put on a bit of a poll.
Yeah, maybe just a hit, think. Like a little 3 o'clock, 9 o'clock.
Okay. It's a start.
Just for us.
I'm workshopping something here. Don't know how to explain it, so it's probably more of a visual one. What you should do is kick the goal and then go back like you're up against the wall, draw the line, then step out from it and go, like that.
Okay, I like that.
That's a little
is Truck going to be all right with this sort of behaviour?
Yeah, if I kick the goal, do whatever you want.
Hey, got a story about Truck.
Love this. Truck.
This is great. So in my second year of footy, Truck and I are the same manager, Marty Pask.
Yeah, Pasky.
And Stephen May got on my Facebook the day before the game against Adelaide. Day before round one game, and he writes, Truck's on me tomorrow, can't wait to have a field day on him. So my manager screenshots it and sends it to Truck, then sends the screenshot of that comment back to me, and Truck has said, this bloke doesn't know what he's in for.
Oh no.
And I've got, oh my God. So Truck, and I had Achilles injuries going to the game.
Oh no.
Now only
going in lame.
My manager would have known at the time. So Truck's come out before the first bounce and scraped the back of his boots on my bad Achilles.
Oh, crippled me. That's me.
Crippled me.
Oh my
so
God.
So Truck, thank you so much for doing that and ruining my 2012 season. And thank you to Stephen May for calling out Truck. That wasn't me at all.
You were Riley so O'Brien funny. Before O'Brien.
I know.
That
unbelievable.
Is great.
Unbelievable.
I love that Truck's got that in him though.
He does.
He's just nasty. No wonder he loves you.
His nickname's the Silverback.
Dirty dog.
He loves it.
I love that. Now I love it now, but at the time as a 19-year-old, I was like, mate.
That is so funny. I'm going to follow that up with him.
But so do you remember? Ask him if you remember.
You know, play 240-50 at fullback if you haven't got a bit of...
Yeah.
He played on some big men.
The scraping down the Achilles was a real good one.
Did you kick any?
Kick two on him.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
Really?
On one leg. So tell him about that if you want.
Okay, I'll tell him about that. Yeah.
Could do it again if he wants me to play maybe
for,
you know, the seniors down there.
Big issue, boys. The spray, right? It's been in the news, the good old-fashioned spray, a little bit of background. So David Noble apparently gave the Kangas a almighty cook after round 3. Lost by 100. Coach gives you a cook. Not a big deal in my book.
Mm.
Back page news because apparently sort of felt overdid it and went and apologised. Bit of a media beat up in my book. The question to throw at you lads is the spray still okay in modern footy?
I think so. I think the way that coaches coach these days is a lot different. It's not just – back in the day it would have just been spraying nonstop, but it's often now not like that. So, Truck's not a big sprayer, but when he does get fired up, it feels like it means something because he doesn't get fired up all the time. So
no, he did against me.
Yeah, he did against you, but yeah, I'm sure you've got a few spray stories, but it might be a bit traumatic for you, so yeah, up to you.
If bring
you
back share. Bad flashbacks right now.
Yeah. Can we play a bit of Rocket? Is it too rude? Rocket on Will?
Oh, Will.
Yeah, play a bit of it.
Give us a little snippet. Drop it in.
Give us a snippet.
Fucking get him off.
Get
Minson off.
He's coming off. Get him back off. Get him off. Get him off.
Get Minson off.
Rocket, we can't hear. We can't fucking hear. Minson, get Minson off. Take Minson off now. Yeah.
Fuck you, you big shithead.
Bad.
That's good. I mean, bad. Not good, bad. Mm. I'll tell you why that's bad. Rocket's a good bloke, but Rocket used to lose the plot. It was a bit personal, bit belittling. My take on the spray is that I actually miss it a little bit because, and I'm old, but you don't get to behave like that in normal life. Once footy's over, no one can yell at you like that. Mm. And it's just all juice and emotion and it's not personal. It shouldn't be personal. If it's just about your footy and they're just trying to fire you up, I think there's still a place for it. When it belittles someone, probably not. Yeah. Is that fair?
I think so.
Yeah, I agree.
If it's personal, then probably not. But yeah, if it's the whole group, then I reckon that's fair game. Get fired up.
The question that often comes from the older people towards the younger generation is, oh, they can't cop it. I think you can, just don't belittle me. Is that fair?
I think so. And then just pick your moments, because if someone's just spraying you flat out, it doesn't mean anything. Because whereas if there's like, if they're not spraying you, if they're talking to you about it, and then when they do spray, you're like, all right.
That's right, sharp.
Yeah. I think the spray is there, but my experience was just personal as. So it wasn't even related to anything.
No.
Did
it affect you?
When you get
called. So it's not a laughing matter, really.
Well, when you had come off, the oval and you get on the phone to Rocket and he calls you a tall surfer fuck and that's it. Your mind starts wondering, well, what about? Like, was it the inside 45 I missed? Was it the handball I missed? Like, what incident can I improve on and not be a surfer fuck? But yeah, I mean, there's heaps. I got this one here.
That's a touch personal.
Rocket used to do these things called drive-by. Rocket used to do like drive-by sprays in the gym.
Yes.
Like, he used to watch the game or he used to coach the game, then he'd sleep on something, then watch it back on Monday, and it would sit, not well with him. So he'd go through the gym and he'd do these little drive-by to players that he fucking it was just, rubbing him the wrong way. So he used to come at me. The one he did, I was doing bench press, and he goes, fuck, you're big. I said, oh, fuck yeah. I'm trying, Rocket. I'm in here. He goes, yeah, but you're a fucking pussy. And just walk off. I was like, oh, fuck, okay, what have
that's
I done
rough.
Now? I know.
It's rough.
I was like, okay, that, yeah.
There's no learnings in that.
Come on,
Rocket.
Rocket, he was great. And then there was another one where it wasn't me, but it was someone that Rocket coached at the Doggies. And after the game, they had a massive loss. And Rocket's going around the room and he's like, oh, and say his player's name's Will. I forget the player's name. Will.
Will Minson.
Will, yeah, probably could be in Will there.
Probably.
Probably was Will. He goes, Will, run me through your morning. And Will's going, oh, okay, well, woke up. He goes, great start. Well, what'd you do after that? Had some breakfast. I went for a walk. Stretched the legs. Said, good, good, good. Then what happened? Oh, well, I went for lunch and had some water and relaxed and, got in the car. You got in the car. Good, great, you got in the car. And what did you listen to on the way here? Oh, just a bit of music and relaxed, then came through the gate and now I'm here and played the game and yeah. He goes, yeah, sounds like a good day, doesn't it? He goes, at what point did you decide to take your head off and screw on a fucking pumpkin? I was like, what? And apparently everyone's like, oh my God, Rocket's just going off. Crazy.
That's well thought out.
Really, it's so tactical. Like, yeah. Let's just draw him out here and I'm going to absolutely smash him.
Oh my God.
So they're that's not great. On. So the Dave Noble ones where they're like, not personal, but you need to give them a message to get something out, play on.
I agree. Sometimes you need to get shaken up.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what's worse than the spray. And we got them. I reckon I got pushed up to the under-18s as a 15-year-old and was skinny, private school, couldn't play, right? Mm. And I'm thrown up with all these big kids. And Keith Burns, he was old school sprayer, loved it. And I'm going to have to swear here. We might have to cut this bit out. But so it's my first drill. And it was like star handball, but like eight pointed stars. There was fucking people running everywhere. Jeez, so I come in, year nine, with all these year 12 kids. Knackers, get the ball. And I didn't know where the fuck to handball it, so I just handballed it to the first bloke.
Oh, no.
Blows the whistle, stops the drill. That sucks. What's your fucking name? And I go, Nick. And he goes, is your last name Dumb?
That's a fair question, though, because it could be Dumb.
And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's no. where we started. But it was all right. I kind of thought the language was a bit fruity for a 15-year-old.
Yeah.
Great man, Keithy Burns, too, but didn't really worry.
No.
It was a bit rough.
Yeah. That's funny. Especially on, like, a simple drill like that. I had to call everyone in.
I don't know where the fuck to handball. I hated those sort of starry drills. They made no sense. And then the other one, just on the sprays, is that, have you ever had to sit through the laser pointer, like the slow death review?
Yeah.
Like spray and get it over. We'll go have a beer.
Yeah.
Like not we'll circle everyone that shat themselves and put in a weak tackle. That is far worse.
Yeah. Mm. I went from the phase where it was like I've spoken a bit on List Cloggers where they went from circling players to be like, who is this right here? I can't see clearly who is it. You have to put your hand up to like take the head off this player. It could be anyone. But Goz, what are you doing here?
Oh, yeah.
the laser pointer is the worst when you know the
clip. Does Truck have a laser pointer?
The
squib stick.
Yeah. Are you on there often?
No, the Rucks, I reckon they get away with it a bit.
There's
a bit of like 17v17 team defense plus the Rucks doing their own thing.
Who the fuck is this?
Yeah. Like it is quite funny. Like they'll be like trying to do a team thing and then the Rucks are just like following each other.
The Rucks just don't have any role except to follow each other everywhere, do they?
So it's like a bit of, it's probably like 80-20 rule. You've got to like follow
that is so true. You could be like, your role is to fill a hole, but if your ruckman is on the other wing to the ball, that's okay. If you're
get on him.
Get him up. He's dangerous. Man him up.
So there's a bit of
that. So, hey, can we get people to send in a DM or a voice memo of the best sprays they've got?
Oh, I want to say some. Like the old the VB bloke.
So I don't know if anybody saw the Olympics fucking somewhere in the 80s. There was this chick that did this fucking marathon and she fucking, fair enough, she'd come fucking 10th or 20th or something like that, but that's not important. She actually fucking crawled to the fucking line. She didn't fucking give up. She fucking pushed herself, she pushed herself, she pushed herself to near fucking exhaustion. That's what I'm asking out of you blokes, is to push yourselves right to the final hurdle.
Is that doctored up?
Nah, it's real.
About the marathon runner?
Yeah.
She fucking died!
That's real. Send him in.
Bit of that.
Send him in. We want to see him.
Last one on that, because I know little Hutchie doesn't want us talking about sprays too much, but leading teams, worse than any spray, worse than any laser pointer, is leading teams.
Yeah, hate
did it. You have to do that rubbish?
No, what's
well, this? It's sort of like, guys will know more than me. I only did it once, but you sort of sit in a room with no beers and you just tell each other how shit you are.
Literally.
Oh,
it's so just like
your shit, stop doing this, start doing this, and try to do this.
Literally.
Your shit.
It's like, tell us one good thing about Nick. And then tell us 400 things that he's doing shit right now.
It's
just silence. And everyone's like, anyone else got anything to lay into about? Any bit of feedback for him? And then other 10 people say, here, he's shit.
Terrible.
The worst. Don't do leading teams.
Yeah, okay. don't do that. Just spray. Yeah. Spray, get over it, have a beer, have a laugh.
Agreed.
Okay.
Agreed.
If you haven't opened your Neds app lately, then you've been missing out on plenty of 200-plus action. Neds is a one-stop shop for everything social betting and banter. So head to the 200-plus open group and see what I've been backing every round of the footy. And there's lots more. A bit of shut-in special work on a Wednesday and a Sunday. Love my Angle Park Dogs in SA. And look out for me down in Tassie. I love my Lonnie Knights. There's specials galore and it's great fun. So make sure you take it to the Neds level. Download the Neds app today and stay up to date with all the 200-plus action. T's and C's apply and are available on the Neds website. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Yeah.
Boy, spirit animal. Player that lived the values of resilience, staying on your man, copping a spray.
Being tall.
Not
being
whinging. Tall, yes. Being tall. Magic Ant Car Wash, 13 locations across Victoria. Have we gone through yet, boys?
Not yet.
Haven't yet. I'm just getting my car real dirty because I know it's going to come out real clean.
Yeah.
Really quick, I want to think of cars old. Tesla Shealy was good.
Yeah.
Wasn't he like tackling?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Like, he was great after we pumped
back.
He's back. Mitch Cleary. Nowhere to be seen.
Yeah. Get on him.
Spirits. Goza?
Yeah. Hugh Dixon.
Like it.
Like it.
Sublister.
It's great. It's a great story. Did you go to the nightclub? Was she in there or not?
She was a nightclubber.
Was he?
Yeah.
Okay, that explains it then. Like it even more then.
Nice.
Hugh Dixon, nightclub, didn't know that, but dropped for a top-up player. Unreal. And just, it's good that it's a selfless act by him. Yes. Saying, you know what, I'm a tall guy. Take me out of the team for some top-up player who hasn't played a game yet. I love it. I'm all for it. It's what we live for here. Hard working, courageous.
He can
act.
Play. Hugh can play.
Can he?
Yeah, he can. Mm. He was SPP, so he was laid in. I think, man, I'm not killing your spirit, Adam. I'm not killing your spirit here.
Yeah.
Because Hugh's a good one. But I think he went to the nightclub and had a few beers.
Oh, no, Hugh.
He's part of that.
Well done, Hugh. Well, perfect. Back at him more.
Yep.
Unreal. Just run your own show, Hugh.
Fair enough.
Run the
gauntlet. We love that from you.
We do. Drake's?
Mine, hard to go past my boy, 2 meter Peter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
He was, amazing again. And, that set shot is just unbelievable. So take a lot of confidence in him when he's marking the ball. He's probably going
to go back to the goal. Middle.
But it's really nice because he's 2 meters and he's kicking goals.
Tell us something weird about 2 meter, because he seems like a really nice guy.
Yep.
Like when you guys were getting hammered, they put him up to face the media. He copped all the offensive questions. What's something a bit weird about him or anything?
Peter, not very nice guy. Yep. Recently, he's got into his briskets and his slow cooking of the meats.
Oh, so, wow. A meat guy.
Yeah.
Wouldn't pick that.
So 2 meter Peter's a meat guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't have known that about Peter.
Yeah. Nah. But he gets the forwards around for like a dinner and gets them in and cooks them a brisket.
Meat guy. Mine, I've got a couple here. First, so I want to do Prusy. Big Braden Pruce, because his body's good again. He's played pretty much every game. He's frightening. He's a bit like Mummy. But I had minor beef with you over no plug for the show. I've got a bit of beef with Prucey.
Ooh.
So 2019, COVID, height of COVID, right? Lockdown central. Bad memories for everyone. Melbourne's Armageddon. The only people working are footballers and sports journos, pretty much. Right. So this day, it was my job to go to Melbourne training. And no traffic on the road. So you drive down to Casey. And so we got there early because everyone else is, Dan Andrews is fining everyone else for being out.
Mm.
Get there at about 10:30. Training doesn't start till 11. We're supposed to shoot some action, talk to Nathan Jones or someone. And Cameron goes, can I go to the loo, mate? I'm like, you can go to the loo, mate. No worries. Training half an hour. We'll get some shots. Happy days, eh? We're not in lockdown. So old cameraman, good fella, Dubsy goes to the loo, right? And I just thought he was going to the public dunny at Casey Fields. He rolls into Melbourne's rooms, right? And has a deuce.
Oh, no.
He's gone and had a deuce, which I didn't think much of at the time. So cameraman comes back and goes, I saw Big Prusy in the dunnies. Good big boy, isn't he? I go, oh, he's Big Boy Prusy. Yeah. And once again, didn't think, my God, that's a bit weird. He's gone out of shit in the middle, done he? Play on, no issue there. So this is the time when, and on reflection, it was a weird time where everyone was just scared shitless about COVID, right? There wasn't too much COVID around yet, but people thought, like, if you got within 20 metres of COVID, you got it. It might kill you.
Yeah.
The AFL was like, if we get one COVID positive, the league shuts down. Mm. So AFL change rooms were like biosecurity hubs, right?
Mm.
And old mate's gone and had a shit in the Melbourne Dunnies. Once again, I didn't think a hell of a lot of it. I'm going, that's okay. Said g'day to Prusy. Play on, we won't say much about that. We go and do the training, press conference. I'm just sitting in the car and I get diddling, ding, ding, diddling. High up person at the Melbourne Footy Club. This is interesting. Maybe they've got a spot on the rookie list or something. Hello, Nick speaking. Nick, please tell me this isn't the case. Has your cameraman gone and had a shit in our toilets?
Oh, no.
And I'm like, I don't know who told you this. And he goes, Braden Pruce has reported it.
No.
And I'm like, oh, okay. Anyway, he goes, if this gets back to the AFL, the league will be shut down. These are biosecurity areas. I had to ring the cameraman and say, look, mate, did you take a piss in the Melbourne toilets? And he denied all claims and said it was a piss. So because of that, it was a he said, she said. There's no security cameras in the dunnies.
Wow.
So they just said, if this gets out, you're fucked. Imagine that. You could bring down the AFL. So I blamed Prusy. I said, if this happens, it's Prusy. Just made it. He's done a poo. Who cares?
Legit.
So I think we need to talk it out.
Just imagine the shit that potentially brought the AFL to its knees.
What a story. Yeah. Shit storm.
Yeah. Someone shit in the Melbourne Rams. Nah, I don't mind that from Prusy.
You dump him in.
Don't have journos shitting in our toilets.
You could say, mate, get out of our dunnies, mate.
Yeah.
But not go and tell the footy manager.
I'm a bit concerned our just cameraman can just walk into the rooms and take a shit with the
players. That's true. Look, I see both sides. I stand with Prusy.
Okay. I stand with him. Get out.
It's weird. I'm not saying it's not weird.
No, it's a weird thing for Prusy just to be like, hey, to the general manager.
He said, g'day.
I just saw like a cameraman shitting next to me. Like, is that play on or?
Yeah.
That was the thing. He's by the book, Prusy, clearly.
Wow, loosen up, Prusy. So, we love you, but
we might have to get him on and ask him about that.
Yeah.
But so I'm not giving it to him because I've sort of got minor beef.
Okay.
I'm giving it to Tommy Lynch. You're Tommy Lynch.
Yes.
I know he's 199. I don't care. I would love to be him. Like, I've got a 15-month-old son. I'm taping Tom Lynch for him.
Show him.
I take Peppa Pig off and show Tom Lynch.
Smart.
Because he's just tough and he leads and he's in front and he's just like body position and he's mean. Like, he elbows
mean,
people.
Old school footy.
He's everything I want to be.
Yeah. He's
so
great.
Tommy Lynch is mine. And the other thing, he's a very reluctant. Is he a reluctant ruckman?
You don't put him in there. He's a Ferrari.
No. Well, he is. He's like, I'm going real bad.
You don't drive the Ferrari in the middle, ever.
So Lynchy, I just love what he's doing.
Lynchy, he only rucked like...
Would he have a shin guard in the bag?
Nah, would never have seen a shin guard.
They had like Marlon Pickett in the ruck over him. They don't put him in.
They got two ruckmen, don't they?
$1 million legs.
Yeah,
mate.
You don't put him in there. His knees are cooked as well. As you said, his PCLs are cooked, so don't put him in there at all.
Fair enough.
Well, he's playing amazing. Well, Drapes' diary, excited about this. So you teased everyone with the prospect of you doing some pottery.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going?
Yes, bit of a slower week in Drapes' diary this week, obviously getting over the flu, so haven't done much.
That's fine.
I have been online inquiring a few places, lots of DMs, lots of internet searches, but I'm booked in for pottery next week.
Brilliant.
Yes.
Amazing.
And you take a camera crew?
I can get some footage, yeah, but I'm sorry, Goz, but it's me and my girlfriend are going together.
What the fuck?
So I'm...
Ghost again.
That's bullshit.
I just want to, test it out, see what it's like first with us, and then me and you can do it together.
I'm not going to be your side piece, Drapes.
Booked in next week, so I'm very excited.
Amazing.
Is it the soft nature of it? Is it sort of a yin-yang thing for you, like just doing something?
Yeah, what's your mindset here with this pottery thing?
I don't know. It's relaxing. You make something nice.
What are you going to make?
I don't know. Well, that's what I'm excited for. But I'm going to bring it in and like a show and tell. So
great.
We'll get it in. But I want the listeners to send in some stuff so we can maybe put like an Instagram poll up and tell me what to do on Drapes' Diary because I'm ready.
He's owning his segment.
It's a great segment.
I respect that.
Just when you're saying you're going pottery, it just something came to me that you might like go-karting.
Okay.
Do you like go-karting?
I have been go-karting before and
same.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah,
yes.
So put that down on the list of things
to
do. I'll go go-karting with you. Oh, yeah. I'll probably take your missus. Don't worry about it, mate.
I'll see what she's doing if she's busy.
If she does pull out, mate, I'm available any time, any hour. Like, I will make it. I'll move things around to be there.
Yeah, I'll see.
Actually, where are you going? I might just be in the area at the same time.
Just pottery place somewhere.
Google pottery place somewhere. All right, then I'll see you on Saturday.
Budgie Smuggler. Best comment on Insta gets a $100 voucher to get the custom-made budgies going, which is fantastic. Last week, Gozer, it was fashion-related.
Yes.
What have we got, DM-wise?
A lot. Thank you so much for everyone who's commenting. Just a little disclaimer on this. They don't have to be personal attacks to me. There's two other guys on the podcast. Happy to share the load of insults around if you want. Maybe don't attack Drapes because he's our golden goose here. He's carrying the show.
Go me.
Yeah, okay, go Drapes and go hard at Butts as well because he loves it. So we have lots here. We have sandals, short shorts, and the short sleeve button up was one.
That's
so
a good one.
People like that.
Short sleeve button up.
Not wearing career savers by Tyler. Christian says wearing a low number if you're 200 plus.
Like a big boy.
Ooh. But he looks good back in it. Up. Yeah, yes. True. There's a lot of these ones, a lot of stuff related to swimming and pool. So people saying don't wear knee-length boardies.
Love that.
Mm. Knee-length boardies are out. Above the knee have to be above
or
the
budgies.
Knee.
Or budgies.
Yeah.
Knee-length rip curls, they're nice.
Yeah, yeah. Burks and socks was one, thanks to Hurl's Dog.
Gee, they're involved, aren't they?
They are. Listeners. They're very... Michael's gone absolute... You know, smorgasbord here. Budgie smugglers, shin pads strapped on, socks down, Crocs and fake scar from... Okay, it's against me. Fake scar from Achilles surgery.
That sounds a bit personal.
That is personal. But the one that's going to win this week is wearing skinny jeans, yes, with the cuff rolled up is one that we've spoken about, Hutch and I, before.
Ankle freezing.
Ankle free. This one's specifically cuff rolled up, but anything ankle freezing, I like that one. So well done to... Jasper Briggs,
you're right,
who wins a voucher, the $100, thanks to Buddy Smuggler. There
good go. Feedback mm. this week, right? And this is, we're going right into my garden here. So when you're backing into the hole and you shit yourself, we've all done it. You probably haven't, but most people have done it. Mm. You're backing into the hole and you poo your dacks. Oh. What do you do next?
That's great.
Dot, dot, dot.
That's great. That's a good one.
Point of the sun. Sun, mate, sun. Didn't see it. Sun.
Yeah.
You know, or blame someone for, like, not calling me in.
Hands out. Boys.
Fuck.
Yeah.
There's my two go-tos.
Yeah.
Drapes?
I was going to say, yeah, the blaming the others for not calling
smart,
you in.
Smart, yeah.
I can't really use the sun one if I play most games at Marvel.
No, but still lights, run with it. Lights. Yeah.
There are a lot of lights at Marvel this year. It's pretty hard.
That's so smart thinking. Mine was, that's obviously thinking on your feet. Mine was more thinking about what do you do now that it's already happened.
Yes.
So what I do is just make sure you're sick on Monday because they get shown. There was a period there when I was playing where I was sick for 2 Mondays in a row. Shit myself twice.
Oh, yeah.
2 weeks in a row. So just make sure you're not there Monday is what you do.
It's a shocking feeling, isn't it?
You know straight away.
With the top 5 worst feelings in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cricketers getting run outs bad. Because you're like, what a waste of a day.
Mm.
Shitting your dacks is worse.
Yeah. Or having rapid gel my arm was pretty up there last week.
But yeah, when you see that the shoulders go up and the neck tucks in.
The turtle's like, the worst.
Nothing worse.
They never miss you.
No.
You know what I mean? And sometimes your own teammates are like,
oh yeah,
mate,
head up,
head up, oh, head up. Up.
Yeah, keep
head
your head up. Oh, mate,
do you have to say that, mate? You just alerted every defender.
Oh, this bloke shoot himself. Just say that to me. He shoot himself.
So maybe Gil can listen to this one.
We've got Gil motion in the ocean on Gil.
No,
he's
not
coming
we.
The next month. No, no, I'll ask the question. He's coming on. He will come on.
You gonna say sorry?
No, because it's true. Truth is a defense.
Let's see if he keeps up this energy.
No, I will. He pooed him. It was a one arm half head ducker. Yeah. That's okay.
Still,
I mean, sometimes
him.
You get away with that. Sometimes you mark him.
Yeah.
I'll stand by. Okay. But he schooled me.
You have to stand by it.
It reminds me back to old Keith Burns again. I shut him in the under 18s pretty early doors after he called me Nick DC, and out at. Playing under our knees, my mum and dad are watching, and I shout him, and I heard him bemoan it from the outdoor box, and just waved and said, "Shut him, shut him, mate, I shut him." And he goes, "Fair enough, stay on."
Good, awesome.
So sometimes you got to own it. Yeah. I'm like, "I've shut him there."
You got to own it.
So sorry.
And I actually played it. I think like I played all right.
That's good.
It goes to show that we overthink it.
Move on.
Shut him, mate. Maybe that's what you do instead.
Yeah. Just own it.
Yeah.
Shit myself.
Just own it.
Just fully shit him. Yeah.
Gil said, "You're the joke, mate. You're the joke."
Yeah, love
Let's
that.
Let's not go here again.
New tactic. There we go.
Complete opposite of you.
So get your entries in. Remember, they cannot be personal to me. You know, be nice to Drapes, and just Butts is also available for some personal insults on there. So we can't wait to see the answers.
Boys, almost there. Drapes, we need to have a look ahead. You guys back in nice form and heading up to the Harbour City, always good fun.
Yes, yeah, I'm very excited. Off up to Sydney, pretty close games of them traditionally last few years. So hopefully we can get a close win. That'd be nice.
A few big boys, big Hicks back.
Yeah,
is Hicks boy, back.
Yeah, you Tom's love back. Him, don't you?
Your boy.
Nah, you're my boy now.
Yeah, and true. They're going to play your old schoolmate and Hick.
Yeah, huge.
Who am I thinking of?
Laddams, pistol
name. Laddams, pistol.
Yeah. Pistol of Nick. Yeah. You're going to have to be on your game. Yeah. Take the rapper gel. Oh, yeah. Corky City.
Legit. That's great. I'm going to really tune in. That's Saturday night?
Yep, Saturday night. It'll be a nice battle.
And so. Then a morale booster after?
Yes, that is the rumour. Mm. Morale booster. We're locked in for a few beers Love together that. For the captain, Dyson Heppel. It's his 200th game and his 30th birthday. So
you guys are a big show.
Yeah, whole club's going up. So
how good's that?
You can't mail one in when you've got a morale boosting piss on afterwards.
That is unreal.
Yeah, rehab and everyone, they're all invited. So
like, where exactly are you guys going?
Sydney.
Sydney, all right. Yep. Flights to Sydney and pottery class.
Ivy. Yeah. Footy trip Ivy.
Love that.
In the pool.
Oh, yeah, get the game out of the way first, get the win.
Yeah, of course.
We're there.
No, you'll dominate, mate. Excited. You always do. A few punches?
Punches?
Like big...
the rug.
First bounce?
Yeah. Oh, no. We'll
see. If you're up over hick at the first bounce and you jam the knee in or pistol... Go for it.
Well, I'll keep it in mind. I don't want to give away my secrets.
It's in his arsenal now.
Fair enough.
They will be listening.
Like you hit it to the goal scorer on the SCG.
They're listening. Yeah. He makes a good point. They are listening.
Don't let them know.
And I'll tell you what, if you give us a celebration, a bit of this work, mate, I'll have a 3-day bender with you in celebration.
Love that. Love that. We'll see a celebration. No, good luck, mate. You'll dominate. Thank you. What are you up to?
Mate, going to the high country.
Oh,
yeah.
Love
a bit
that.
Of fresh air.
Find yourself.
Trout fishing with Will Minson. Talking about Rocket.
How good.
I watch you Saturday night.
Perfect.
Amazing.
Pretty boring. Watch some Tommy Lynch with my 15-month-old.
Yep. Mm. Perfect.
Yeah. Love that.
Talk about Ruck.
Awesome.
Take a shin guard.
Keen. Love it. That.
Good show. Crouch, you'd be worried about that one.
Yep, Crouch, you would
Crouch
be.
Crouch is worried.
So that was 200 Plus, Footy From A Higher Place. Follow 200 Plus on Spotify or subscribe on iTunes or wherever you listen to your pods.
Huge.
Bang.
Yeah,
nice. Follow on TikTok.
If you haven't opened your Neds app lately, then you've been missing out on plenty of 200 Plus action. Neds is a one-stop shop for everything social betting and banter. So head to the 200 Plus Open Group and see what I've been backing every round of the footy. And there's lots more. A bit of shut-in special work on a Wednesday and a Sunday. Love my Angle Park Dogs in SA. And look out for me down in Tassie. I love my Lonnie Knights. There's specials galore and it's great fun. So make sure you take it to the Neds level. Download the Neds app today and stay up to date with all the 200 Plus action. T's and C's apply and are available on the Neds website. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.